Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Birds, glad that you tuned in. Thankful to be your hosts here for another edition of The Good Stuff. Published every Saturday, reaching an average of 27,000 readers weekly and over 100,000 readers each month, it's the Tri-State Livestock News. Plus, they have grown their daily online readership as well. The Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication, located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. The horse industry is also a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They are open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, or you can call and make an appointment if those hours don't work out. Call 605-642-5884. That's 605-642-5884. Yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish.
We're going to start reminding you about the Days of 76 Deadwood, South Dakota. The 101st Days of 76 in Deadwood will run July 23rd through July 29th. The 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. Steer roping July 23rd. Rodeo performances July 26th through the 29th. Parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through the 29th. Go online for tickets and times. Daysof76.com. Kim, do you have something to start with today, or do you want me to start with some cowboy logic?
Well, I've actually got a story of a wreck.
Ooh, okay.
That always
takes precedence.
Okay, well, this is by Gary Homestead. And I was learning the basics of the cut and trade with Clint from Montana leading the parade. We worked with the flag on the far arena wall. Old Clint, he'd sometimes stall to show us a point or two about the stop, back, and roll, then move the flag and start up again. I was on Rosie, a seasoned bay roan. Mostly she listened to the greenhorn on her back, even though she might have figured I was less than up to the task. She was getting kind of spunky toward the middle of the day. Brother Tim says, I think there might be a better way. For you to catch on, let's swap horses. This one's more seasoned. I think you'll do better. Then we brought the calves in from the holding pen, and that's when the real fun began. Oh, now Chance, she's about 23, as fine a cutting horse as ever can be. She's just back from Montana on a 2-month stint of roping and cutting with the trainer, Clint. She kept that calf away from the herd, really worked that critter. Mostly I'm holding on because I'm never a quitter. She's fast and she's strong, but I'm the rider, so I figure I'll put my 2 cents worth in. Wrong. She took one quick turn, then backed and jumped. Of course, I went sailing, landing with a thump. Trainer comes by, says, you all right? I say, I reckon, though. Think I just might. Call it a day for now, because my ribs are pretty sore. Got my bell rung lightly, that's for sure. So that's what can happen on a spring day, of course, when there's too little rider and way too much horse. Again, Gary Homestead wrote that. I thought that was a pretty cute poem.
I have some cowboy wisdom for you. Sometimes you just need a cool cowboy quote to get through a tough situation. And these Western sayings might be the piece of advice that you didn't even know that you need him. Always drink upstream from the herd. You've probably heard that.
Oh, yes, I have.
An onion can make people cry, but there's never been a vegetable that can make people laugh. I guess so.
I do not, honestly, have not heard that.
More cowboy wisdom. Always take a good look at what you're about to eat. It's not so important to know what it is, but it's critical to know what it was.
That wise. Okay. I'm not so sure that's not wise.
Any cowboy can carry a tune. The trouble comes when he tries to unload it. Don't worry about biting off more than you can chew. Your mouth is probably a whole lot bigger than you think.
Ooh, that's a good jab.
If you're riding ahead of the herd, take a look back every now and then to make sure it's still there with you. And one final little cowboy quote of wisdom here. If it doesn't seem to be worth the effort, it probably isn't. And I don't know where those came from. And if you send things to us, please include the author, because we always appreciate that information to give credit where credit is due.
And we read this, I believe, last week, but with tomorrow being the 4th, I thought it was very fitting, and it's short. The true soldier fights not because he hates what is in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him. Let's remember that as we remember all those who have fought for our independence as we prepare to celebrate. G.K. Chesterton wrote that.
And folks, thanks for spending a part of your day with us right here on your local radio station and listening to The Good Stuff.